Anybody there? Anyone?
Thank you for choosing Nigga Moss Collections. My name is Joanne. How may I help you?
Yeah, Joanne. My name is Rick Flores, and I apologize if I'm already frustrated. But bottom line, I have a subscription for the Ghostbusters buildup, and I canceled the, I guess you guys call them premiums or the special items. I call them the trinkets. It's been an ongoing situation where you guys send them out to me. I don't want them. I call you guys, and you guys tell me to send them back. I do, then find out that I have to pay shipping for stuff that I don't want. Now, I understand, if I'm correct, that you guys canceled that part of my subscription. I just want to get the subscription and anything that's related directly to the subscription, no other, you know, specialty items. With that said, I still have from last year some sort of a pin box for pins that I've been, after the fact that I canceled it and I still received it, and now they're asking, you guys are asking me to pay shipping again for something that I do not want. So I just would like a return label to return that item that's been sitting in my garage since December of last year. And I've called you guys repeatedly, like I've told the agents over and over. I'm gonna keep calling till somebody acknowledges that I exist, because every time I talk to the agents, and know you guys have to go through a certain protocol, all they tell me is, "Well, we're gonna escalate it, and somebody will contact you via email, or they will contact you regarding what you've discussed." But again, you know, I don't know, this is probably in real life, this is inconsequential, but you know, I sit around and I hear nothing, not even nothing from you guys. So it's just frustrating, the lack or non-existing customer service for Eagle Moss. So I know it's not, and I know I'm not the only one, unfortunately. I know this for a fact, just through like the forums and people that I've you know, had bills with you guys in the past. So either or, as soon as this subscription is done and out of the way, as much as some of the stuff you guys sell is kind of cool, I've never used your service again, because there's like literally no customer service. It took me this long for a supervisor to come on board. And again, I apologize to you directly, because I don't mean to take out my frustrations on you, but this is where it's gotten to this point, over just nothingness. And that's all I have to say on my end.
Yes, sir. As Forrester counted in 501 for the Ghostbuster Ecto, the item was never shipped. I mean, skipped. That's the reason that it shipped out. In order to not receive it, you had to call in time to skip that shipment. But since it was not skipped, that's the reason you have it at your home. Once the item has shipped.
Yes, I understand that. But I guess, how do see, you guys don't send those monthly like the subscription. You guys send them here and there. So how am I to know that you guys are sending something that I don't want when I don't get an email from you guys saying, "Hey, we're going to send this out"? I don't get an email. So it just arrives at my door. I do not want it. That's my whole thing. I've been, you know, asking your agents that I don't want this stuff. But unlike the subscription part of my deal with you guys, I do get an email from you guys saying your subscription issues number, whatever, will be shipped from our warehouse. And then I do get a confirmation from you guys for that. But any other little trinket things, I never get an email. They just come to my house. So what I understand, what you're asking me, or what I think, is that I should be calling you guys almost every couple of weeks and say, "So don't send whatever you guys are going to send out. Please don't send it out." But you guys are not on a regular schedule monthly to send out trinkets. You guys just send them out sporadically. I just get a package at the house, and all of a sudden, here's another goofy item that I do not want.
Yes, sir. So we do send out emails. We send out emails prior to. You just didn't skip this one. You skipped the last one. You called in about the last one. The one before this in November, you called in and skipped that one. You just didn't skip this one in time.
As soon as this one arrived in the house, you know, in December. The first one that I called about, and you guys told me to just send it back, was four little gold character pins, and I did not want it. You guys told me just send it back, so I did. But then I got it back a couple days later from the post office that I had to pay shipping. So I called you guys about it.
That's your last special, sir. So you do have to pay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not. I just got, after that happened, I got a red box that you put the pins in the box. And the box was big enough that I thought it was my parts for December, which I still haven't got because I understand they're in back order. Or the last, you know, 71 through 74. I understand those are on back order and they're expected to ship first week of February. I get that. But when I initially got that box, I figured that's what it was. You know, like, this is just a hobby. It's not real life. So I didn't open up that box, I think, for like a day and a half or 2 days. When I did open it, I realized that that's what it was, like the trinkets. So immediately I called you guys, and all of a sudden it was like, well, you're going to have to pay shipping. Well, why should I pay shipping? Well, yeah, you know, if you don't want the item, you have to let us know. Well, I understand that. How am I supposed to let you know when you guys aren't telling me you guys are shipping it? It just ships out automatically. And, well, you should check your spam or trash. I do. So on my end, I don't have any emails for that, so I still have this red trinket box that I do not want that's been going on. And since I called for this item, it's, you know, up until right now, it's still the same thing. You guys are telling me that it's been canceled. And they did cancel it because I have the email confirmation that it was canceled. And because the way it was worded, it doesn't say the specialty items are canceled. It's just worded, your subscription is canceled, and you will not be receiving any other items. So I immediately called you guys back just to verify that I might have read it wrong or that that's just the way you guys worded it. The agent that helped me said, yes, in fact, you will not be receiving any more specialty items. It's just the subscription and any items related to that subscription. I said, okay, perfect. What about this trinket box that I received? Oh, well, we're going to escalate it. And I could hear, like, maybe, I don't know. I didn't hear anything. But she said she was, jotting down or typing it down that somebody would contact me, obviously, through email, what to do. If they're going to send me the shipping label or at least say, hey, we acknowledge you. But week after week after week after week, and here it is, end of January, just about, and still nothing. And now to you. But just to be, I guess, forthright, nobody has helped me as far as sending me a shipping label or at least saying, you know what, dude, this one you're going to have to eat it, and it is what it is. You know, not even that. It's just we're going to escalate it. I'm surprised I'm talking to a supervisor because every single time I asked to talk to a supervisor, they said, well, no, it doesn't work that way. No. And, you know, so anyways, it was just frustration and frustration. And if it's true that the calls are recorded for quality control, if you guys can listen to my conversations, it's an ongoing same thing. It's simple. I don't want the trinkets. You guys stop them. But I still have a trinket that I'm trying to get shipped back to you since last December.
Yes, sir, we won't be able to issue the RMA number out at this location. You would have to send an email request.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the only answer, sir. That's the only answer.
Okay, so you're the very first person since all this happened that said, now I have to send a request. No, which is fine. But here's what I don't understand, and bear with me, and we'll hang up and, you know, have a good weekend. One time, I got a double shipment from you guys on your end, not from me. But you guys immediately, as soon as I called you guys, oh, well, you're going to have to email and send pictures and this and that. Immediately I had to send pictures to prove that I got a double shipment for you guys. And then another time, the last time when the main body parts came in, I was missing two of the four. And again, instantly, I had to take pictures of the box and where it came. And the weird thing is, the agent that I talked to said, well, ship those out. A day and a half later, it's impossible for it to have gotten there. I got the shipment. So it's like you guys are all over the place, inconsistent in any resemblance of customer service. So now let me get this right. You're telling me, Joanne, that I have to now email you guys to make this official.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And you guys could have told me this and all this time, aside from we're just escalating it, and somebody will contact you.
Well, the previous agents may have just well sent over escalation for you. They just probably haven't gotten to it. So since you did not hear any response, that's why you was giving us a call back, because you haven't had a response as far as our MA number or any type of label or how to obtain one to return what you have, because you don't want to pay for shipping, because you stated that it's not your fault that you didn't get the email and you didn't cancel in time. It arrived at your home. So the RMA number has to come from our corporate office. We don't process it on our end. There's no button to push to send it to your email or any of that. So it does have to come from our corporate office.
See, something as simple as that I could have done last month if somebody would have just said that. I still think, and just to verify, since we're on the phone, I am not getting any more of the trinkets, correct?
Your counsel for any special account 501 has been canceled. That's for the specials in general. The only account that you have open is your main account, which is your parts.
Okay, and that's the parts. And I think if I'm not mistaken, I ordered the premium parts, so I should get like I know I got the base, and I eventually should get the acrylic case and items like that. Correct.
You're going to get everything that's associated with the actual subscription. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joanne. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
Can I apologize?
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I just had to want you to vent because, again, if you're going from agent to agent to agent to agent, I can understand that you're hearing this and that and that and this, and it's just a lot. But, yes, just go ahead and put the request in. You can explain to them how you feel and unhappy with the service or the customer service that you've had to deal with regarding having to return. You don't want it. You know, if they deem it or want you to redeem it, they'll send you an email. You'll just print it out, print the RMA number out, and that take care of the postage and send it back.
Awesome. I appreciate you, and have yourself a great weekend, and thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for choosing Nigma's Collections. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.